Amen. Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8. I didn't make up a new study sheet for this week. Well, Lord willing, we'll have one next week if the Lord doesn't call us out first. Oh, that's why I didn't have a copy. I've got the rough draft. It's very rough. So I'll look at the copy instead. Okay. Okay, this one. Yeah, this one didn't have the typos in it. No, it was this one, verse number 3. You guys got the message to cross out the last part of verse number 3. I don't know what happened there. But since 2 and 3 say the same thing at the end, I reckon I added a verse in and my computer expertise took over, and there you go. And usually I have my wife proofread things because she's not very critical, but she can be if she wants to be. And I want her to criticize my paperwork, and she usually catches the errors, but I didn't have her do it. I was giving her the night off, and there you go, I failed because I didn't have my... I am very fortunate, and she only criticizes if I ask her to. And so she doesn't exercise that very often because I don't ask, amen. But I do appreciate her proofreading skills because I'm still working on English. Me and Lucas are both trying to figure out this English thing. Anyway, Revelation chapter number 8 in study 5 here. It says, when he opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And let's jump down to verse number 3. There came out of smoke locust upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. Wait a minute. I'm in 9, sorry. I'm on 8, reading 9. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he could offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. So what did he offer with the incense? Prayers of the saints. And isn't that something that would go up with the incense? The incense are supposed to leave a good smell in the nostrils of God. And those prayers, and I think those prayers are directly connected with the reason there's a silence for a half an hour. I believe for some reason, before God starts exacting this vengeance that he's getting ready to do, I think he's soaking up all the prayers of the saints from all time. And you think, well, how could he do that? He's God. I mean, everybody in the world could pray to him at once and he'd hear it all. But he's soaking up these prayers, and I'm not saying God has to think things through because instantly he's righteous, but he's soaking up these prayers, and he's probably deciding this is time for me to, my long-suffering to end. Now, judgment's coming. I mean, serious, like never seen before judgment. And I believe that's what we're looking at there. It may be wrong, but that sure looks like that could be a possibility. So in verse number 7, the third part of all the... Yeah, they're burnt up. And that's the one I... You know what? My rough draft has it right. Yeah, isn't that something? The third part of all the trees... Was it grass first? I'm not looking at the Bible here. Earth. Trees, there you go. So there it was. Burn up. Now we go to verse 8. The third part of the sea became blood. And again, if you remember, who's here at the in tribulation time? Two witnesses, Moses and Elijah. What did Moses do to Pharaoh? Turn the seas to blood. Guess who's going to be back on the earth? Pharaoh. The same spirit. Brother? Well, I don't believe the word ocean's in the Bible, so I think it covers all of them. So a third part of the water is pretty much. I guess I'd probably exclude the rivers, because it does mention rivers as far as this particular instance. But yeah, I think God just calls them all seas. I think we divided them up kind of like whales and fish. Everybody likes to argue over the whales and fish thing, and it's like, no, these scientists say, well, scientists weren't even here when God created them, so how do they know? You know, they call us animals so they can convince the kids that they come from monkeys. You know, it's just craziness. But yeah, I think, brother, I do think that it's all the big ponds, amen, the big puddles. Oh, let's see here. So a third part of the seas became blood. What's the name of the star that falls and the third part of waters became bitter? Wormwood, which is bitter. And you can get wormwood, use wormwood for stuff. And it's bitterness. It's bitter. All right, now in verse 12, there's another typo. See, my wife would have caught that. You guys have an extra N on yours? N. There's no room for him in the N. So in verse 12, how much of the sun, moon, and stars are smitten? Yep, third part. And of course we know sun, moon, and stars mean certain things in the Bible. Like the sun reflects, it's a picture of Jesus Christ. The moon's a picture of the type of the church. The stars are angels and sometimes fallen angels. We'll see that in a little bit. Hopefully we'll get to that today. But so there's a typology here. There's a meaning for everything in here. And there's a picture and type for a lot of things in the Bible, and I believe it is there too. In verse number 13, the angel says, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. So there we are. He pronounced a woe to the inhabitants of the earth in verse number 13. So let's read that. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. So I'm the only one that failed this worksheet because I made so many errors on it. N with two N's. And two of the N's were the same on the questions when they shouldn't be. Anyway, there we go. So in chapter number 9, we'll start reading down through there a little bit. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. So they got to leave the Jehovah's Witnesses alone, right? No, you know better. We know better than that one. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. We're looking at these things, and remember we're talking about the sun, the moon, and the stars represent angels, and here we are talking about it. Look at verse 1 again. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Who's the him? It's the star that fell to the earth. That's what it looks like, doesn't it? So we're talking about the stars represent angels. I don't know. Maybe every star up there is an angel. I don't know. But they're definitely representative of angels. And when you're talking about devils in the Bible, they're represented oftentimes by birds and trees, men and trees. And it talks about, you remember Nebuchadnezzar when he was talking about this vision of the birds laying in the trees and stuff like that. And he said, you know, you're that great tree. And God warned him he's going to get cut down. He ended up getting cut down. Ended up out in the wilderness, eating like a beast with hair like feathers and claws like a talons, and it's all kinds of crazy stuff with him because he rejected God. He rejected the, he tried to steal the glory from God. And God's the only one that deserves the glory. That doesn't work out well. Could you imagine? I mean, we've got our own problems, don't get me wrong. We're going to have to answer for a lot of things. I believe we're not even capable of processing everything we do wrong sometimes. But could you imagine sitting on a throne somewhere in another place that's part of the world and telling people you're God? I'm not just talking about tribulation. I'm talking about now. See, the Pope's doing it. The priests are doing it. They're representatives of God, they say. Well, I'm supposed to be a messenger of God delivering His Word. I'm not God. I ain't nothing close to it. Don't want to pretend to be. Don't want the job. You don't want me to have a job. Don't want the job to be a mess if I did it. But boy, oh boy. I'm talking about the judgment seat of Christ for saved people, therefore knowing the terror of the Lord for saved people, to stand before Jesus Christ and realize His holiness and our unrighteousness for the first time in reality. But could you imagine being lost and running around claiming that you're God, and then you have to stand before the one that really is God? What a mess. So this star fell, and the bottomless pit opens, and there arose this smoke out of this pit, and the smoke was so thick that the sun and the air were darkened. Kind of like a fog, amen? And these things that come out, these locusts, upon the earth, given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. Remember, they have stingers in their tails. We'll look at that here in a minute. Let's see. Verse 5, which is a number of grace and death also. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. 5 months, see that? Torment. And their torment was the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. So the interesting thing to me about this is that the angel announces this, the star falls, bottomless pits open, and these devils come out, these devilish things come out. And until God allows it to happen, it doesn't happen. But what He is allowing to happen is a chastening from the devil. That stuff's coming out of the pit of hell to attack the world. So there's a protection on this world right now that won't be here after the church is gone. And the Antichrist will ramp it up like he's never been able to before. I don't believe that he's going to have to go to God and ask for any permission for anything then. God's going to go churches out, it's game on, and the Lord's going to let him have free reign to try what he wants to try, and the Lord's still going to have a remnant. He's going to come back and whoop the devil, the beast, false prophet, cast him in the lake of fire, bind the devil for 1,000 years, and take his throne. The rightful throne of Jesus Christ. So talk about the men seeking death and can't find it. And then it says, if you look at the description of these locusts in verse 7 and 8 and 9 and 10. 7 through 10. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. And on their heads were as it were crowns of gold, or like gold, and their faces were as faces of men. So we've got this winged thing with horse-like body, prepared for battle, face of a man, and they had hair as the hair of a woman, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. So look at this, weird beast that these things are. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings were as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. So we see a woman-like thing with wings in the Bible. It's these devil things coming out of hell. It's not the angels that are running the earth. You know, obviously, how could you entertain angels unaware if they had wings and had looked like long, flowing-haired women with wings? You would obviously know that they were angels. And these things here are the ones that the Roman Catholicism and different Protestant beliefs, they modeled their angels after. It's this thing. It's just a weird mess. And I know, they just threw their viewer in the fire and it came out like this, right? Just like the Old Testament, right? But I think it's by design. The devil's doing it. And he's selling this to people that are misinformed, underinformed, ill-informed, not informed, that don't study the Bible, that don't read the Bible, and they end up with all this pagan stuff, like Christmas tree and the garland and the angel, the little angel thing on top, allegedly an angel, which is a devil thing, which who said he shall ascend the sides of the north, he shall be like the Most High. The pinnacle of that tree, which was in the Dan worship and stuff in the Old Testament, the pinnacle of that tree is this devil-looking angel. You say, well, they don't look, they look innocent. Well, angel of light, right? It's got a light in it, too, mostly. You remember the old ones used to have, remember that? A little light bulb in there, or you put the Christmas lights up in it. But I'm not saying you're going to hell for having a Christmas tree or anything like that. I'm just saying there's, we bought into some crazy stuff for lack of understanding. And these things are just tremendously wicked, and God allows them to come out as part of the judgment on the earth. And let's see, verse 10, and they had tails likened to scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. Now again, it starts talking about them in five, and it's talking about 5 months, which is the number of death and also grace, but mainly death here. And men were looking for death and couldn't find it. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit. Now, who would that be? The old serpent, the devil, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. They both mean destroyer. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. So they're just getting started. I mean, think about this. 5 months, and everybody that doesn't have the seal of God in their forehead is being stung by these things, and they can't die. Let's say these people were on death's door when it started stinging them. God's still going to keep them alive for 5 months. Sister? No, I think God's just keeping them through this punishment. I think he's just keeping their physical life through this punishment. And as only he could do. I couldn't imagine. Could you imagine a whole day of that? Or an hour of it? But you're talking 5 months. And we're talking about judgment where we just read about here a week or two ago about the great men and the mighty men looking for hiding in the cleft of the rock, begging for the mountains to fall on them to stay away from the wrath of Jesus Christ. And we're looking at scorpions here that are stinging men, and God won't let them die. And they're begging for it. They're wanting it, and they can't get out of here. So if they're not sealed with the seal of the living God, and this thing, when this thing happens, then they're in bad trouble, bad shape. So here you go. If you're saved and you want to go through the tribulation, then you better find somebody to seal you. Amen. Better get God to seal you. Right now, we're already sealed. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. We're going to be out of here before this mess takes off. And I say mess. I'm not no disrespect to God. He knows what he's doing. It's perfect judgment. No questions asked here. But I'm glad we're going to be out of here. Because we're not appointed in wrath. It's on there. Well, if this isn't wrath, I don't know what is. You know? So, well, this isn't a full-blown wrath. It doesn't say we're not appointed to full-blown wrath. We're not appointed to wrath. This is wrath. Yeah, there it is right there. I mean, he's the one that saved us, sealed us, and taken us to be his, and he's not going to let us go through this mess. So if you're here today and you never trusted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, tonight would be a good night to do it, because, boy, if the Lord calls the church out of here, this is going to be a crazy, crazy mess that's going on, wicked stuff. And I couldn't imagine being on this earth, being stung by them locusts and stuff like that, and thinking, I could have just trusted Jesus Christ and said, you know, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and call on Jesus Christ to get saved and to avoid that. Or could you imagine not avoiding that and being in the middle of it, and then the only thing you could think was, I could have avoided this. I could have avoided, and even worse, cast in a lake of fire for eternity thinking I could have avoided this by just realizing I was a sinner and Jesus Christ died and saved my soul, and believing in the death, burial, and resurrection, and calling on Jesus Christ and, Lord, forgive me and save me. It's that simple. The world just doesn't want to admit it's wrong for any reason today. You know, everybody's a victim. And the truth is, the only victim there ever was a willing victim, was Jesus Christ. Everybody else is just, we deserve whatever we get, and now we don't get what we deserve. Praise God. You know, the world's running around beating on the Walmart window saying we don't have what we deserve. We want $1,000 TV set, cart, get out of here. Well, I'm glad we don't get what we deserve as saved people. And if they realize what they really deserve, they'd quit that and get in a good Bible-believing church and serve the Lord and get saved. Amen. All right, any questions, comments? Yeah, so they're coming out their nostrils. Yeah. It is weird. It's just an evil, wicked thing of the devil. God warns against it, and then you got a church that promotes it. Says, well, we're turning this into blood, and we're turning that into flesh. We eat and drink Jesus every mass. That's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. He died once for all. He's not going to die every time they have a mass. He's one sacrifice once for all, brother. Yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah, it is crazy stuff. But that's religion. Man-made religion, tradition, like that fellow told me here a while back at Walmart. Tradition trumps the Bible. No. That's the problem with the world. I mean, then whose tradition trumps it? There's got to be a final authority. It can't be the Methodist tradition, the Catholic tradition, the Baptist tradition, the Jehovah's Witnesses tradition, the Mormon tradition, the Pentecostal tradition, the Assembly. You know, it can't be all that. There's got to be a truth. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. John 17:17. It is the spirit that quickens, flesh profit nothing. The words I speak in you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. It's the book. There is an authority. There is something that's solid and truthful and inerrant. And it's not the Catholic Church. And it's not the Baptist Church. If it was the Baptist Church, we'd all be in unity. And we'd all be using one version of the Bible, or a Bible, instead of whatever that other stuff is. But the lack of unity comes from the lack of authority, a lack of trust in the authority. Everybody wants to be their own authority. So, I don't know, it doesn't work out too well when I try it, so I don't know if you do what you want, but better trust God and pray about that. Yeah, they're playing war games, and they think they're going to stay away from the bombs, but they have no idea what they're getting into. I mean, it's funny because you look at what's going on over in Israel, and the Gaza Strip, which are Israel. You look at what they're going to do. They built those tunnels so deep to try to stay away from judgment. And God's exacting judgment on them through his chosen people. Isn't that something? And even there, however many miles under the ground some of that stuff is or whatever. Okay, so a bunker buster bomb might not get to it, but you're not going to hide that from God. I mean, the Lord could speak that thing crumbled. So, yeah, everybody wants to be God. A lot of these rich folks think they are because they have money. And money gives you worldly power, if you will, to a certain extent. But like Jesus told Pilate, you have no power except for giving you the Father. So God's allowing them to have some power right now, but it's all going to be shut off like a light switch one day. And Jesus Christ is going to do it with his word. He's going to do it with his word. The devil's going to go, whoa, look at what I've got going on. And it's going to be over. But that's the same way for lost people. You know, one of these days it's going to be over. And they need to get saved. But any other questions or comments or anything? All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up there for tonight. And